And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A top Russian diplomat predicted difficult talks with the United States this week. After holding a working dinner with U.S. officials in Geneva, the dinner Sunday was part of the kickoff to a string of meetings in three European cities this week, with ties at a low over Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. The Russian deputy foreign minister and other Russian officials met for over 2 hours with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman and her team. Sherman is the head of the U.S. delegation in Geneva. It was a prelude to broader talks on Monday. A court in Myanmar sentenced ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 4 more years in prison on Monday after finding her guilty of illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies and violating coronavirus restrictions. Suu Kyi was convicted last month on 2 other charges and given a 4-year prison sentence, which was then halved by the head of the military-installed government. The cases among about a dozen brought against the 76-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate since the army seized power last February, ousting her elected government and arresting top members of her National League for Democracy party. If found guilty of all charges, she could be sentenced to more than 100 years in prison. New York City fire officials say a malfunctioning space heater sparked a fire that filled a high-rise Bronx apartment building with smoke, killing 19 people. The victims of the Sunday morning fire included 9 children. It's the city's deadliest blaze in 3 decades. The fire commissioner said firefighters found victims on every floor, many in cardiac and respiratory arrest. Some residents became trapped in their apartments by the smoke and had to wait out the blaze. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Australian judge has reinstated tennis star Novak Djokovic and his visa, which was canceled last week because he is unvaccinated. Circuit Court Judge Anthony Kelly also ordered the government to release Djokovic from Melbourne hotel quarantine within 30 minutes of his decision. The Australian government canceled the visa shortly after he arrived in Melbourne last week because officials decided he did not meet the criteria for an exemption for an entry requirement that all non-citizens be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The judge noted that Djokovic had provided officials at Melbourne's airport with a medical exemption given him by the Tennis Australia. Kazakhstan's authorities said Sunday that 164 people, including a 4-year-old girl, were killed in a week of protests that marked the worst unrest since the former Soviet Republic gained independence 30 years ago. The office of the president said the order has been restored in the Central Asian country and that the government has regained control of all buildings that were taken over by protesters. Some of the buildings were set on fire. Sporadic gunfire was heard Sunday in the largest city in Kazakhstan, according to Russia TV station Mir 24, but it was unclear whether those were warning shots by law enforcement. They said that they were authorized a shoot-to-kill order for police and the military to restore order. The death toll from an accident in which a slab of cliff rock toppled onto pleasure boaters on a Brazilian lake has risen to 10, according to police. Authorities worked to identify the dead, and divers were searching the lake in case there were more victims. The police chief said that there was a possibility that some people were missing following the accident Saturday. At least 32 people were injured, though most were released from hospitals by Saturday evening. Video images showed a gathering of small boats moving slowly near the sheer rock cliff when a fissure appeared in the rock and a huge piece toppled onto several of the vessels. Iraq's new parliament has re-elected its speaker for a second term, first step toward forming a new government after a general election whose results have been contested by powerful Iran-backed factions. In a reflection of the tensions, the meeting was marked by disarray, with the eldest member of parliament, who was leading the session, being evacuated to the hospital, apparently due to stress. The meeting ushers in what is likely to be a lengthy period of political wrangling among rival groups to choose a new president and prime minister. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.